I reject the military coup that was perpetrated on October 26th, and that I shall be working with my colleagues in the diplomatic service and with the diaspora around in the United States and around the world to see to it this coup is not accepted, and that the coup's intentions and results be reversed as soon as possible.
Since the coup on Monday, have you received any instructions from Sudan whether you should continue serving as Sudan ambassador to the US or whether you have been relieved from your duties?
No, nothing, nothing. I have not received anything so far.
The government that appointed you has been toppled, the government of Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok, and he's detained, he's imprisoned. This puts you in a weird and awkward position, does it not? What is your next move?
Well, my next move is to continue serving as ambassador of the Sudanese people and the ambassador of Sudan, the country, as long as it takes. I shall remain in position to defend the principle of the government that has been toppled illegally by the military. And I consider myself as being the ambassador of a country, not ambassador of a regime. And the principles of the cabinet and the prime minister who has appointed me continue to be upheld and supported by the Sudanese people and the international community.
If General Burhan decides to fire you and appoint a new diplomatic mission, let's say in the US, will you defy the order and refuse to abandon your post?
I will, cross that bridge when I come to it. I cannot foretell what will be my reaction. It depends on the conditions that will prevail from now until that decision. And things are going to be much more complicated than that. In order for him to appoint a new diplomatic mission will be also an issue. And we know what happened in the past. When the Bashir coup took place in Sudan, what happened? I'm the first ambassador, after 27 years. So I don't see, it's not going to be easy for the this regime, this new, I would say, body to appoint a new ambassador to the United States.
You're saying it's an issue of legitimacy.
Of course, of course, yeah.
So you're saying they have power, but they don't have legitimacy. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
You mentioned in your statement released this past hour that you have joined other diplomats here in New York, but also in other capitals, Paris, Brussels, to resist what is happening in Sudan. What are you doing exactly? Have you talked to US officials?
I am talking regularly to US officials. Today I spoke to staffers from Senate and officers from the State Department, and yesterday I spoke to Assistant Secretary for African Affairs at the State Department. I continue to engage, the U.S. administration and Congress and to explain the position. And I have to say that there is an overwhelming support to my position and that of my colleagues who have taken the same position. And we shall continue. I engage, of course, with the diaspora, and I had a meeting with the representatives of the diaspora in the United States yesterday, which was a very good meeting, and we agreed to work together. And I believe that my colleagues also in other embassies, like the one in Brussels, in Paris, in Geneva, in Beijing, in South Africa, and in New York, are doing the same thing.
So when you meet with US officials here, you say you've been meeting with them. What are you exactly telling them that they should do to help the situation in Sudan, to reverse the coup and restore the government of Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok? What are you asking them to do?
I am asking them to put pressure on the coup perpetrators in order to reverse the action that they have taken and to take the country back to where it was 48 hours ago, and to accept to engage wholeheartedly with the civilian component in order to take the country out of this crisis. A military coup has never resolved problems. It is only adding to our problems and complicating issues, things for us. So that's the message that I'm passing here at the United States, to put pressure on the coup plotters in order to change, what they have done, to accept the will of the people, and to go back to free the Prime Minister Hamdok and the ministers who are illegally detained, and allow them to continue doing their job in coordination with the military. We have nothing against the military. That's our problem, is certain people in the military who do not want this revolution to move forward.